This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E, Priest, P-R-I-E-S-T, date of birth 3/9/1947. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Priest with stage 5 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and anemia. Her last visit was October 10th of this year. Her weight is down 4 pounds since her last visit. She is eating well and she's feeling very well. She has no symptoms of uremia, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Appetite is good. She is careful not to overeat after having several bariatric procedures, including a reversal and then another bariatric surgery to fix the reversal. She did also see Dr. Vannacci because when she does want to start dialysis, when it becomes time, she's interested in doing home peritoneal dialysis. And Dr. Vannacci felt that she would be a good candidate, and there was no contraindications for home peritoneal dialysis. She denies dizziness, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, and no edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and she feels like she urinates in good quantities. Medications, sodium bicarbonate is 650 milligram 3 times a day, Rocaltrol, 1 microgram, that's daily. Tums, 1,500 milligram with meals, only with meals. If she does not eat, she does not use that, and 2,000 milligram at bedtime. Norvasc, 2.5 milligram daily. Pindolol, P-I-N-D-O-L-O-L, 10 milligram twice a day. Vitamin B12 injections every 4 weeks. Iron is twice a day. Physical exam, weight is 164 pounds, pulse 81, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 60. She does have a left upper extremity AV fistula with good thrill and bruit and no evidence of Steele syndrome in the left hand. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 30th, 2023. Creatinine is 3.24 with estimated GFR 14. Albumin 3.6, calcium's 8.6. Sodium 141, potassium 4, carbon dioxide 20, phosphorus 4.4. Hemoglobin 10.7, previous level was 10.4, white count normal, and platelets normal. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 5 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no current indication for dialysis. And we do have a mature AV fistula, which would be ready for use when that becomes necessary. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, anemia of chronic disease, that's currently well controlled. We don't replace with a epigen or iron unless the hemoglobin is less than 10. And 4, secondary hyperparathyroidism on calcitriol. The patient will continue to have lab studies monthly, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 2 months. Mary Stunners, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.